Leslie Mooney is the executive director of the Clifton Cultural Arts Center, which is located in the old Clifton School at 3711 Clifton Avenue at the corner of Clifton and McAlpin. There's a beautiful lawn in front of the building where concerts will be happening again this summer. Leslie, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
The series is called Wednesdays on the Green. Tell us about it.
Wednesdays on the Green was started about 8 years ago, and it really was an opportunity for us to get outside, get in the community, and show people that we can have great arts for free on the front lawn, and everybody can come together in the community.
It seems like there are people not only in the Clifton area, but others who come because it's such a family-friendly event.
That's right. We have food vendors. It really has become an event. We have a kids' art-making opportunity that's hands-on and totally free. And we see somewhere between 4,500 and 5,000 people there each summer. And about 60% of those are from Clifton, but that means 40% come from all over the region.
And the parking isn't that bad, actually.
No, we share a parking lot with the Clifton Recreation Center just behind us. And then there's lots of on-street parking and parking across the McAlpin Avenue at the Fairview Clifton German Language School.
And I've been there for a number of concerts, and people bring their blankets, their fold-up chairs, coolers,
yes.
All of that is welcome.
Yes. Typically for our first concert, the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, who have kicked off the series every year for the last 8 years, we have people setting up as early as 5:30 with their lawn chairs and their blankets, and the food vendors get there early so that you can get a bite to eat before the concert starts.
And the concerts start at 7 o'clock?
Correct.
How long do they last?
They last about an hour and a half. And some will go longer. Some go almost till 9 o'clock.
And the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, tell us about them. They're just fabulous.
Yes, they have been a perennial favorite. And, our idea is to rotate on some new ones and give lots of emerging artists a chance. We have had just a wealth of talented musicians in Cincinnati. Some of them have made their debut at Wednesdays on the Green, and some keep coming back like Comet. That we just have such a great time with them at that first concert.
And that's on Wednesday, June 1st.
Correct. That's the kickoff.
So what's going on? Let's go week by week, June 8th.
June 8th will be a salsa band called Orquesta Candala. And we will have You Lucky Dog as the savory vendor and Dojo Gelato there. And then on June 15th will be Chuck Brisbane and the Tuna Project, which is a blues band. On June 22nd, we'll have the Jumpin' Jive Big Band. June 29th is Ben Knight and the Well Diggers, which is a new one to us. That's more of a country bluegrass group. On July 6th, we'll have a jazz quartet called the Andrea Cephalo Quartet. On July 13th will be the YOLO Band, which is R&B, so that'll be a fun one as well. July 20th is another favorite for Wednesdays on the Green, Jake Speed and the Freddies. On July 27th, we'll have Fresh Funk, which is another new one for us. August 3rd is Sapphire Express, which is 80s, 90s cover band, and they really make it a party. So it's almost sort of like getting to be the end of the summer party for us. And then finally on August 10th, we'll actually have Cincinnati Shakespeare Company presenting Macbeth, which is always a slightly different crowd, a different feel, but still nice to be out on the lawn and have people coming in for a performance.
Great exposure for young children, too.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, Macbeth will be a little different for us and a little different for the kids, but I suspect that we'll get, some sophisticated 7 and 8-year-olds and on up to the teenage years.
May see wine in some of those coolers.
We may, yes.
Talk about some of the art events that you were mentioning for kids.
We actually bring in a teaching artist, and she'll be planning arts activities that go along with the band. So, for instance, with Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, I believe they're going to make paper mache comets. And so it's a little more involved than your typical coloring or chalk art. I mean, it's a real, true project, and the kids absolutely love it. My three, I can speak from experience, that is what they're looking forward to. As soon as they get there, they head over to the table, they get their ticketed time card because there's so many kids competing. We have to give them, 15-minute slots to come back. So it's 7 o'clock, 7:15, that kind of thing. They come back and they do their project, and then they're able to take that home with them. But there's a lot of dancing and a lot of drinking and a lot of eating in between.
And you mentioned food trucks. Are there different food trucks for each event?
Yes, we're rotating through about 8 different food trucks. Again, we always have a savory and we have a sweet vendor. Quite frankly, Say Cheese, Pizza Tower Truck, Bistro de Moore, Street Chef Brigade, Catch a Fire Pizza, So, and then Graders and Dojo Gelato and Street Pops will be rotating throughout the summer, those three as our sweet vendors.
And what else is going on at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center this summer? Exhibitions?
Well, we have one last exhibition coming up, and that is the Paris of Cincinnati. And so that's actually a graduate student who has spent some time in Paris and photographed quite a few landmarks that are similar to landmarks in Cincinnati. So that'll be coming up in June, and that'll be our last exhibit of the season. Then we'll start back actually with a community show in August. So those living within 2.016 miles for 2016, this is our inaugural community show, and it won't be a juried show. It'll just be whatever is entered will be hung. And so we feel like as a community arts center, that's a good thing for us to have going on.
And can folks go during the concert? Can they go in and see the exhibits?
Absolutely, yes. Our exhibition galleries are open during the concerts, and obviously bathroom facilities and things like that as well.
And that's Wednesdays on the Green at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center, which is 3711 Clifton Avenue. That's Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock, 11 weeks of evening concerts beginning June 1st. My guest tonight has been Leslie Mooney. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm Lee Hay for Around Cincinnati.